Success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn how to achieve happiness through better life balance. Enjoy.
Lao Tzu was an ancient Chinese philosopher and writer who is known to be the founder of Taoism. Taoism is a philosophy which emphasizes becoming one with the rhythms of nature, is known as the Way or Tao. He is also credited as the writer of Taoism's most sacred text, Tao Te Ching, in which he associates the process of achieving real happiness with managing the 4 fundamental areas of life: resources, relationships, self-development, and self-maintenance. The old master's teachings, even after 2,500 years, are world-renowned, studied, and practiced by millions around the world. And so in this video, we're going to explore how to be happy by managing these 4 fundamental areas of life. Number 1. Resources. Lao Tzu says, "Heaven's way is like stretching a bow. The high is lowered and the low is raised. Excess is reduced and deficiency is replenished. Heaven's way reduces excess and replenishes deficiency. People's way is not so. They reduce the deficient and supply the excessive." What Lao Tzu tries to tell us is that we have to avoid excess and replenish deficiency. In other words, we need to take care of all of our resources in an equal way. Resources doesn't only mean money, it can be anything which can be traded or can be anything you use for your daily well-being. Typically, these include money, your possessions, for example, your house, your car, your brain power, your talents, and your physical prowess. In Taoism, there is a concept of yin and yang that says that each aspect of nature is dual and we need to balance the opposites in order to live in harmony with nature. Yin is the passive and yang is the active principle of the duality, and this duality can be seen in all patterns of nature, such as in the annual cycle of winter and summer, the daily cycle of night and day. Yin and yang are complementary parts of qi, which is the vital force driving us. If Tao is like an ocean connecting everything, qi is an energy pattern. It is the wave. When our qi is balanced between yin and yang and is flowing smoothly, this leads to a fulfilled life. The concept of balancing the complementary parts can be applied to the subject of resource management. We have to make sure we don't use too much of a resource at the expense of another. For example, you use your talents in your job to excess, you get promoted, and you enjoy doing overtime at work, doing what you love. But you completely ignore your health. You don't take your time to replenish your physical power. In the long run, this can be very detrimental. It can even shorten your life. If you use one resource to excess, you end up creating disharmony in the universe, your vital force. Your qi will not be balanced, and as a consequence, you can feel tired, irritable, stressed. You can even feel pain, actual muscle weakness. It can affect your health and you may underperform in other areas of your life. Just like any structure or a building that is supported by equal upright pillars, the resources you have are the pillars of your well-being. You have to nurture and balance all of them. Managing resources in our everyday lives, be it in what we eat, what we wear, how we live, how we work, might just be the antidote to our stressful, modern, consumption-led world, as Taoism embraces a more balanced approach. That is to say, having just enough to meet your needs, not your wants. This leads to living a sustainable lifestyle that embraces the pleasures of existence rather than those of consumption. And when you focus on the pleasures of existence, you live the heaven's way, a simple, happy life. Number 2. Relationships. In the words of Lao Tzu, the sage does not hoard. The more he does for others, the more he has. The more he thereby gives to others, the ever more he gets. To live according to Tao, you must live in harmony with everything around you, your community, nature, and with the universe on a larger scale. Living in harmony means to do no harm and, moreover, to nurture, protect, and contribute to the well-being of everything around you. As we all humans are part of this universe, we have to see others as our extended family. We have to take care of each other. In Taoism, there is a karmic principle which says that everything you do will eventually come back to you in one way or another. Thus, if we care about others, if we give our help and support, these good deeds will come back to us in the end. We'll receive back even more care, love, and support. On the contrary, if we hurt other people and the environment, we're not acting in harmony with human society, with the universe, and the harm we did to others will harm us even more in the end. The moral is that everything you do to others or the environment is a seed of everything that will be done to you later. No person is an island, and being happy has much to do with the relationship between you and what surrounds you. There are many scientific studies proving the importance of having a healthy social life, for example. A Harvard study on adult development found that good relationships are the key factors that matter most for long-lasting happiness. Good relationships keep us happier and healthier. One of the most important ways to achieve a lifelong happiness is to focus on meaningful relationships and on trying to improve or eliminate the bad relationships in our lives.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.